Good morning to you. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. So glad that you are here today. Okay, this is interesting, and I don't think it's a terrible idea, but we want to know where you fall. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. This mom says, you know what? I'm going to cancel my baby shower. Still having the baby, still with the man, so why do you think she'd cancel it if I didn't give you any more clues?
Her friends all couldn't come?
It involves the friends and family. They all are ridiculing the choice of her baby's name.
Ooh, what is it?
Okay. She wants to name her baby, it's going to be a boy, she knows that, so there's no surprise there, Squire Sebastian Senator.
Nope.
Is that a big no, dog?
Oh, my gosh, the worst.
Why? What's so bad about that?
Squire Sebastian.
I don't know. I think it's a bad name, but I also feel like if you're going to name someone that, you have to know what's coming along with it. Like, I want to name my son Chief. I want his name to be Chief. I think it is so cute. I think it's so precious. But
so cheesy.
I'm aware people are going to make fun of me. People are going to make fun of him. Like, I'm aware with what's going to come
with
that.
Okay, then let's say the day comes down the road. You know, you marry Jewel Daddy, which is my prediction, with your father's blessing. And you have a baby, and it's Champ whatever.
Chief. What if,
Chief whatever. Sorry, I didn't mean to insult
Champ
the baby.
Champ is gross. That's tacky.
But Chief is cool.
Yeah.
What if your family's like, Olivia, you're going to name your... Please don't name your child Chief.
Oh, they've already said that to me.
Would you not invite them to the baby shower? Would you cancel it?
No, absolutely not. I would be like, it's not your child. You already had kids. You named them Liv. And look at where that turned out.
Liv, you know why you wouldn't cancel the baby shower?
Why?
Because you want all the free gifts.
Well, obviously. And also the food. Food at baby showers are lit because they can't drink. So there's more focus on the food than the alcohol.
833-JOE-ALEX is the number. 833-563-2539. I want to know if you do what that mom did and actually cancel it. I also want to know, maybe you've heard a name. You're like, oh my, you're going to name your child what?
What was the name?
The name of this kid was Squire. It's a boy, by the way. Squire Sebastian Senator. And the mom says... The mom says this name conveys power, Alex. Listen, okay? She says it conveys wealth. It conveys success. She said she chose the name because it hinted at the family's ties to senators.
This name that she has chosen reminds me a lot of Jessa Seawall. Do you know who she is?
No.
I've heard of it,
A.K.A. Jessa Duggar.
Oh, like one of the Duggar kids?
One of the Duggar kids. So she got married. She has two kids now.
Okay.
And these are the names of her two children. Spurgeon Elliot Seawald and Henry Wilberforce Seawald.
Like, this is trying too hard. Like, Duggars. No, you're from like the Midwest or something. Who are you trying to fool?
They're from the South. They're from Arkansas.
Well, yeah, you're from the South. They're trying to like fool someone that they're like British royalty or
something. This lady, Squire.
If you can read in Arkansas, you are.
What is it, Squire?
It is Squire Sebastian Senator.
Squire Sebastian Senator. I mean, it's like when that baby comes out, you might as well like throw a Mozart wig on it. Like, I don't understand these names. Like, they're so ugly to me.
Yeah, I think they're ugly. And also, it's trying way, way, way too hard.
You can only talk to your baby in this voice. Squire! Squire, come here.
Raina, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about the name Squire Sebastian Senator?
I think I like the first name.
Squire.
I'm not good with the second and third, but I don't know what is the deal with this generation that they think they can judge everyone and choose a child's name, or not choose, but ridicule someone for the name.
Hold on, Raina, but some of the names we have nowadays are out of control. Like, I love Taco Bell, and what if I have a little daughter, and I'm like, oh, this is little Mexi Melt. Like, I can't call my kid that. Yeah. Come here, Gordita.
No, no.
Like, you can't do that.
No, but if I was your friend and hung around with you, I'd be like, okay, and that's probably it.
Well, see, here's the thing.
But wouldn't a good friend call somebody out and say how bad the name is?
But if you love the name, you're not going to see that. You're not going to see it at all.
I just, like, can't stand, like, why does everybody have to judge everybody? Like, why can't we just have, like, why can't we just say if we like or don't like something? I'm just saying I don't like
it. Yeah, you're just stating your opinion. My thing is that I'm not judging this girl. Name whatever the hell you want to name your kid. You have to expect the ridicule that you might get from your loved ones if you're going to name it something stupid like that.
What's worse, Squire Sebastian Senator or Apple?
I was going to say Chief, because that sounds like a terrible
name.
Well,
remember Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin named their daughter Apple.
Well, if you're a celebrity, you can name it whatever you want.
Is the kid's first name Sebastian or Senator, what is Squire Sebastian Senator? Is that his first name or is that all three names?
That's all three. It's Squire.
Oh, but Squire's a cool name. There's nothing wrong with
it's
that.
Hideous. Sounds like squee.